Welcome to a special episode of Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. On this special episode, we're celebrating our 25th year as a boutique trademark law firm with 25 special episodes featuring 25 tips. Let's talk about non-traditional trademarks. This is such a fun topic. I get really excited about it. Over the years, I have created quite a bit of content about non-traditional trademarks, but I have never made a list like the one I'm going to share with you now. That list, special part of our series celebrating 25 years, is 25 examples of non-traditional trademarks. So let's just start and run through them in no particular order. A really interesting type that I've noticed more and more lately is door handles. Special door handles that have a special shape or lettering. Check out the door handles next time you go into Dunkin' Donuts, Hair Cuttery, or REI for some examples of door handle trademarks. Also, speaking of handles, second on my list is beer tap handles. Back in the day, beer tap handles used to be very plain and boring and just tell you the name of the beer. Now, almost every kind of beer tap handle has something interesting, a shape, a design, colors, etc. And it tells you much more than just the name of the brand. It conveys more of a message about the beer and the beer manufacturer. Another type of non-traditional trademark is packaging. This is a huge type, and within packaging, there's a lot of different variations, but famous example of packaging trademark is the shape of a Coke bottle. Another well-known example of a packaging trademark is the design and shape of an Altoids tin. That curved rectangular shape with the red striped border is a registered trademark. Did you know that a building shape can be a registered trademark? Famous examples are the Empire State Building and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. Did you know that a uniform or costume can be a trademark registration? So the costume outfits of some of the servers at different restaurants, the costume outfit of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders is a registered trademark. The uniform of a U.S. Postal Service male, man, or woman is a registered trademark. Sounds are a well-known category of non-traditional trademarks. Well-known ones include the NBC chimes, the tone that Siri makes when you click on the buttons to ask Siri a question on your iPhone. And many music producers also have audible sound trademark registrations for producer tags, or Pitbull actually has one for the yell that he does. I won't scare you by trying to replicate that. Speaking of sounds, jingles are another category of non-traditional trademarks. The sound of the Nationwide jingle, Nationwide is on your side, is a registered trademark, as is the sound of McDonald's ba-da-ba-ba-ba, which is a great little jingle sound. Those are registered trademarks. Classic example of a non-traditional trademark is color. A color overall, or as applied to a product or service, can be a trademark and registered. So Tiffany has registrations covering their Robin's Egg Blue. UPS has registrations related to their use of the color brown. T-Mobile has registrations related to their use of magenta. And those are just some of the many examples of color trademarks. Did you know that the interior of a restaurant or store, if it has a consistent format and layout among multiple stores that's also creative and unique, can be protected and registered as a non-traditional trademark? The inside of a Chipotle is a trademark registration, as is the interior of an Apple store. And think about those layouts, then what makes some of those things unique about those stores or restaurants. Lighting is a fascinating category of non-traditional trademarks. The lighting outside the front of a Holiday Inn hotel, they use some consistent, colorful green lighting in particular ways to light up the front of the building. And that's a visual cue to know that you're pulling up to a Holiday Inn, which means that it's functioning to indicate the source of the services, which is the whole purpose of a trademark, and therefore it's a great trademark that is registered and owned by them. Also in the category related to lighting, many of the car headlight configurations, you know, it's become very trendy in the last 10 or 20 years for the car headlights and taillights to have different patterns and shapes and layouts and designs among different car models and manufacturers. And those can be registered trademarks as well. Number 11 on my list of types of non-traditional trademarks are the sign shapes. So next time you drive past a Denny's or a Hampton Inn, look at the shape of the sign, and that is a registered trademark. Scent is a fascinating trademark registration category. There's not a whole lot of them, but there's a very well-known one, and that is the scent of Play-Doh, a registered trademark. Moving on, footwear can be a registered trademark. And by footwear, I mean configuration of the footwear or sneaker or something about the footwear itself. So the sole of a Birkenstock, the pattern on the sole of a Birkenstock is a registered trademark. Some of the famous, well-known Nike shoe configurations, Air Jordans, Air Max, etc., the configuration of the leather pieces and the swoosh and the design of the shoe is a registered trademark. Louboutin owns a very well-known trademark registration for their red lacquer soles on shoes. Another fashion-related trademark category for non-traditional marks is stitching. The stitching on a Levi's pocket is one of the oldest non-traditional trademark registrations that I'm aware of. And other brands in the fashion industry also own some stitching registrations. Lululemon has some interesting ones for the shape that they use consistently in their stitching patterns. Sports uniforms can be registered trademarks in the non-traditional category. The pinstripes of the New York Yankees are registered, and many football teams have the color patterns from their jerseys and or helmets registered with the Patent and Trademark Office. Did you know that texture can also serve as a trademark? There is or was a trademark registration for wine that came in a bottle with a bumpy leather label. And that texture of the bumpy leather label was registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. We've talked some about shapes of packaging of buildings. Shapes of food products can be registered as well. Many candies have the shape of the candy registered as a trademark. Toblerone, for instance. Hershey's Kiss, for instance. But also many chip and snack products similarly registered their shapes. A carpet pattern can be a registered trademark. There's an airport, it's escaping me which one, that has like a well-known iconic carpet design throughout the airport, and they registered the design of the carpet as a trademark. Very interesting one. Speaking of patterns, fabric patterns can also be non-traditional trademarks. Burberry owns a very well-known example of that. Mascots can be registered trademarks. And this is fun because we're talking about the actual like three-dimensional design of the outfit, the costume that a mascot generally we think of for sporting events, but there actually are mascots that represent some businesses and other things as well. And a mascot can be registered. So we're moving into our last five categories of non-traditional trademarks on my list here. Motion. A motion mark is when something makes an animated or other type of design on a software screen or a video screen. So think of the movement of the Windows logo when you boot up a Windows computer, at least in the days of past, that motion was a registered trademark. Makeup, fascinating category, not a lot of registrations, but the makeup designs on the faces of the performers in the band Kiss, who have an incredible branding and trademark portfolio, their makeup designs are registered as trademarks. Then we get into now the really sort of outer limits of how anything can function as a trademark, potentially, depending on how it's used and what the products or services are. So an example of this, of other trade dress that can function as a trademark. Lamborghinis, open doors that open going up, that motion and design of the doors is a registered trademark. The University of Arkansas owns a registered trademark for a crowd cheering the following words: woo, pig suey woo, pig suey woo, pig suey Razorbacks. You can't make that up, right? I've watched videos of it. I haven't yet experienced it in person, but a crowd chanting on behalf of University of Arkansas is a registered trademark. And now my 25th and bonus two favorite bizarrest, most interesting non-traditional trademarks are the Marching Ducks of the Peabody Hotels. That's right. At a Peabody hotel, they march the ducks down from the penthouse on a red carpet into the fountain of the lobby, and then they march them back up to their penthouse every day. And this process is a registered trademark, believe it or not. And finally, there's a restaurant in Wisconsin that has a roof with goats grazing on the grass roof of this restaurant, and goats on a roof of a restaurant is a registered trademark, so that if you were ever to come across a restaurant that had goats on a roof, you would hopefully indicate that it was part of this family of restaurants. So the lesson here is that anything could be a trademark, and businesses and brands and people have extreme creativity when it comes to all types of things that indicate the source of their products or services. If you want to explore your non-traditional trademarks or what indicates the source of your brand, happy to chat with you. Leave a comment or reach out to me at ericpelton.com. You've just listened to another episode of Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. For lots more episodes, videos, content, links, blog posts, and more, visit our website at www.ericpelton.com.